Anyone hoping for an early spring might not want to forget the warmer weather marks the start of another less anticipated time of year, road construction season. In 2022, the city of Cambridge will spend an estimated $66.6 million on capital projects, the majority of which include road reconstruction and rehabilitation. The city says notices will be sent to residents affected by the construction in the coming weeks, including details about where parking is available if streets can't be accessed, impacts to services, and how garbage and blue box collection will be maintained. A full list and interactive map of projects is available on the city's website. Here's a look ahead at road projects the city and region will be undertaking this year, including the timing and duration of the projects. In early April, the region of Waterloo will start work on the second phase of its reconstruction of Dundas Street from Hespler Road to Shade Street, including construction of the new roundabout at Beverly Street. The project includes replacement and upsizing of a shared 250mm water main from Cambridge Street to Shade Street with new shared water main. The $3.3 million project addresses water and sewer backlog in the city's long-range financial plan and is considered cost-effective to align city infrastructure renewal along with region construction projects to reduce impacts to residents and businesses. Work is expected to wrap up on October 29. Also starting in early April is the region's reconstruction of Water Street between Ainslie and Simcoe Streets. The project aligns with replacement of a city water main with a budget of $780,000. Work there is scheduled to wrap up December 15. The two-year $3.75 million project to reconstruct Grand Avenue South from Cedar Street to Crombie Street, and First Avenue from Tower Drive to Glenmorris Street begins in April. The project includes replacement of water main, sanitary sewers, storm sewers, and road infrastructure due to deterioration. It also includes replacement of sidewalk, curb, traffic signs, and hydro pole relocations. Another two-year project, this one with a $1.9 million budget, is the reconstruction of Westminster Drive North, King Street East to Margaret Street, and Westminster South, King Street East to Duke Street. The project includes replacement of a water main, sanitary sewers, storm sewers, and road infrastructure due to deterioration. It also includes replacement of the sidewalk, curb, and utility relocation. It is expected to be completed by December 2023. The city will rehabilitate two laneways to the tune of $265,000 this year. Reconstruction of Laneway 173 from Oxford Street to Wellington Street, and Laneway 199, from Fisher Mill Road to Shaw Avenue West. It includes pavement reconstruction and water service reconstruction on Laneway 199. The total length of these two laneways is 460 meters. Work will begin April 1 and is expected to be completed by December of next year. The city will spend an estimated $270,000 this year to complete the remaining concrete sidewalk construction and surface asphalt paving around the Gaslight District development in Galt. Work will move forward on Fraser Street, from Grand Avenue to Glebe Street, and Glebe Street, from Fraser Street to St. Andrews Street, and include street light restoration on Fraser Street from Grand Avenue to Glebe Street. It's expected to wrap up in December 2023. Work to reconstruct Todd and Haddington Streets in Galt is underway with a budget of $4.28 million. Work includes the construction of water mains, storm sewers, and sanitary sewer along with road resurfacing, concrete curb, gutter and sidewalk. Work on the two-year-long project was expected to begin last month. Reconstruction of South Street between Center Street and Vimy Street at a projected cost of $1.4 million includes replacement of water main, sanitary sewers, storm sewers and road infrastructure due to deterioration. It will also include replacement of sidewalk, curb, and utility relocation. Work on the two-year-long project was expected to begin last month. The city is reconstructing Cribbs Street, Forbes Street to Rife Avenue, Henderson Street, Cribbs Street to Bella Street, Bella Street, Cooper Street to Rife Avenue, for a total projected cost of $2.5 million starting this year. The project includes replacement of water main, sanitary sewers, storm sewers and road infrastructure due to deterioration. It also includes replacement of the sidewalk, curb, and utility relocation. Work on the two-year-long project was expected to begin last month. Replacement of the water main on Bechtel Street in Hespler, from Shepherd Avenue to the end of the cul-de-sac is underway. It will include restoration of the asphalt, curb and gutter at a cost of $970,000. Work on the two-year-long project was expected to begin last month. Phase 2 of a multi-use trail addition to the south side of Dunbar Road from Concession Road to Hespler Road will begin soon. The $2.3 million project includes a 500-meter trail section from Industrial Road to Hespler Road. The project proposes a 3.0-meter asphalt multi-use trail along the south side of Dunbar Road by narrowing sections of the road and will also include traffic calming elements, designated parking areas, and provide road crossing opportunities. The city says the trail will close a gap in the cycling network and connect to existing infrastructure along Conestoga Boulevard, Concession Road, and future infrastructure along Hespler Road. The year-long project is expected to wrap up by December 31. Construction of the extension of the North-South Collector Road, now known as Intermarket Road, from Allendale Road to Middle Block Road, including new water main and trunk sanitary sewer continues this year. The $8.90 project serving the Cambridge Business Park includes design, construction, inspection, contract administration and contingency. Two trail construction and rehabilitation projects are also on the city's list this year. The city plans to spend $115,000 to reconstruct the Kenley Lane walkway between Kenley Lane and Southgate Road in West Galt, which includes two sets of stairways, fencing, grading, lighting, drainage and vegetation. The city will also construct 1 kilometer of new asphalt trail in the high-density Pinebush Road and Struck Court subdivision currently under construction. Work is expected to begin this month and wrap up by November.